The following is a presentation of GalacticNetcasts.com. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Weird World Weekly. I need some way to make my voice echo, Matt.
I thought you wanted it raspy. I was going to say just smoke a pack of cigarettes and drink some whiskey.
I drank beer last night, so my voice is a little bit deeper, and I woke up only like 20 minutes ago, so...
Me too!
Hello, Matt Stein, how are you?
I'm good, how are you, Dave Nelson?
Not too bad. Anything weird happened to you in the last, I don't know, since the last time we talked? Anything weird?
I don't...
You know, we should really discuss this before recording. That I'm going to actually ask that question.
I don't think anything that weird happened.
I don't think it's really a weird time of the year. It's winter time. We're all stuck inside.
I had stupid house stuff, but that wasn't weird. That was just a pain in the ass.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hope. Let's concentrate really hard. And
Friday the 13th is coming up, though, so...
Is that this week?
Yep. This coming Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, now we just gave away when we were recording this episode. We record these in bunches, so thankfully, this one actually makes sense, that you saying it's Friday the 13th, because it's coming out the week of Friday the 13th, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, I just show up and talk, and then you do the hard work for me.
I'm not going to say anything. You know what? You just being here... is good enough for me.
I thought you were going to call me like a podcast diva.
No. I would never.
I just show up, lay down my talent, and then go on with my day.
Do you have somebody doing your makeup there beforehand?
Yeah, because this looks really put together.
Well, maybe you look like somebody completely different, and that's look that you're going for.
So I choose to take the time to look homeless.
Sure, why not? Hey, it's your thing.
Yeah, right.
I'm not going to argue with you. All right.
Everyone's got one.
So this is the podcast where we talk about weird things, strange things, odd stuff in the world. And we bring it to you in under 15 minutes. We do one topic each episode, and we decide what that topic is by spinning the wheel of weird and whatever choice it lands on, be it a paranormal story, a mythological story, conspiracy, or grab bag. We talk about it, and let's go, Matt. Do you want to spin the wheel of weird?
I'm so ready.
All right, here we go. Oh, I have a feeling where it's going to land on. See if my feeling is correct. Oh.
Conspiracy.
Okay, let's start the timer. The clicker, the clock.
The clicker.
Get this thing going. 15 minutes or less. That's the Weird World Weekly guarantee. So here we go. What we're going to talk about in the conspiracy theory category is number stations. Have you ever heard of the term number stations before I brought it up? Before I said, hey, Matt, let's talk about number stations on Weird World Weekly. You ever heard of it?
No, I did not. I was semi-familiar with the existence only from my exposure to them in the show Lost.
Okay.
Which isn't really even a true number station. It was just something creepy over the radio.
Okay, well, take a listen to this. This is a number station right here. Hang on, numbers are coming.
2, 5. Group 2, 5, 4, 4, 9, 1, 9, 4, 4, 9, 1, 9.
Okay, so how creepy is that?
That's absolutely terrifying, actually.
And that is just, I think that's kind of on the tame side. There's some weirder ones than that. Okay, so explaining this, number stations are anonymous shortwave radio stations that broadcast messages at preset times, sometimes periodically and sometimes random, on specific frequencies. They're notable for their unusual tone and content, like you just heard. It's kind of odd. The stations can be silent for most hours of the day or week, then jump to life with a collection of artificial human voices, sounds, Morse code, short songs. Some of them have short songs or even nursery rhymes. They also broadcast in a number of different languages. Matt, going to ask you, what do you think this is for? What do you think these number stations are for?
What do I honestly think they're for? Yeah. I think at one point they may have been used for something legitimate, and now people just do it to screw with people.
You know what? I think you're onto something. So the history of the number stations go back to World War II, and they were most plentiful during the Cold War, and many, like we're talking about, some of them exist yet today. If you ask the FCC about them, they'll say they have no information on them because the frequencies are unlicensed. Ask any specific government agency, and they'll usually deny they exist, or at least deny broadcasting on them.
Which is a good indication that it's the government.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I feel like if it was not the government when they were asked about it, they would just be like, yeah, whatever, we don't know what you're talking about. Not like, oh, that's not us. We don't do this at all.
Yep, it's always... I watched a show last night about UFOs. It's this new undisclosed whatever show. And a person that actually worked within the government said, whenever somebody from the government denies something exists or them involved in something, that's a sure sign that they are, yes, involved and they are responsible for this.
Mm-hmm.
So who operates them and who are they for? Most likely they're used for by spies. We're talking spies sending and listening for coded messages. So when you think about it, anybody can basically, if you're a good enough hacker, you can decode anything sent on the internet, right?
True.
So shortwave, doing it old school, old style, and just with a basic series of numbers that mean nothing to you, that's a distinct possibility that spies are still using them today. Because just think about it. If you're out in the middle of nowhere and don't have no internet access but have like a radio and know when to tune in to a certain frequency, you're going to get your message.
Well, yeah. I still think people are just screwing with each other.
Some of them, I think you're right, because it's become kind of like a cult thing where people will actually listen to them just because of the oddness of them. I mean, come on, we're talking about them on a podcast. So.
Oh, yeah.
So I think some of them are just, like there was a number station in Russia that actually moved from a secret base location to somewhere else. The base shut down, so I'm thinking that maybe once it shut down, somebody found out and they just kind of picked up the mantle and thought, hey, they've been doing this for so long, let's continue doing it just because.
Well, you know, another thing is they could still theoretically be used for spies, but there could be, you know, 100 broadcasts in a day, let's say, and 98 of them could be nonsensical just to throw people off, and mm-hmm. there's only two that have any sort of real information and the only people that need to know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you could, you know, it could be an elaborate scheme just throwing people off, too.
And the transmitter doesn't need to be close to the spy because the way shortwave radio works is it broadcasts over long distances. Because, you know, you got your FM radio station where you live or your AM station that only, like, broadcasts within a certain radius. But shortwave, you can hear broadcasts from all around the world, so it would make sense to use something like that for sending coded signals.
Yeah, that's very true.
We will have links in the show notes to where you can listen to, either if you want to go like serious about it and actually pick up a shortwave radio, or you can listen to the stations live on the internet or recorded versions. Like we found this cool archive.org website with just a crap ton of these. Let me find another one or two here.
New game coming out called Hotline Miami 2, wrong number, and it's kind of like a cult game. Mm-hmm. And on their Twitter, they just posted a phone number, and it just said extension 10, and it was a bunch of gibberish. And out of the whole thing, people apparently think that the game's getting released on March 10th, but it's kind of what I thought of when we started talking about this, except it's a little less random, a little more directed.
Yeah, no, exactly. You're totally right. And people, I think, are obsessed. they're very interested in like numbers and codes and what do they mean. And like whenever there's like there was a trailer recently for some movie and I forget what it was for, but there was a website address, not the address itself, but what's it called where you the series of numbers, what's that that you can type in that'll get you to the website as well? What is that, Matt?
Your IP address?
Yeah, IP address was on the trailer. And people would freeze frame it and then go to that.
Yep.
Yeah. So people are fascinated with that kind of stuff. Okay, so here is let's see what this one sounds like.
If it's... Zero.
Okay.
4-7-1.
All right.
4-7-1.
You jotting these down, Matt?
No, because I'm terrified right now.
7-1.
Okay, let's play this one. It's like something from space. Weird, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, one more. Russia. It's like a ghost. Okay, I said last one. Here's one more. Okay, Chinese numbers. Anyways, those are number stations, and we'll again have the link to the website that you can listen to all. You can get sucked down a rabbit hole listening to these, I'm telling you. So, that's it for this edition of Weird World Weekly. You can find us at weirdworldweekly.galacticnetcast.com. Watch our episodes at youtube.com/galacticnetcasts. Search for us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio. On iTunes, please give us 5 stars and a positive review. Tell your friends and family about us. Leave us feedback, galacticnetcast@gmail.com, or call 805-328-3966. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. Search for Galactic Netcast. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, Matt, what do we want to do?
We're going to keep it weird, Dave.
All right. We'll talk to you later. You have been listening to a presentation of GalacticNetcasts.com. For more about the show you just listened to, including how to subscribe, give us feedback, links to our social feeds, and more, please visit www.galacticnetcasts.com.